thanks to Dr. Wilson, the director of the center, for having me over. I'm going to present Dr. Wilson actually with one of these broadsides here after I'm done. And for those of you who are interested, these are all handmade, very much like barbecue. Took us about 40 hours to make these things. So, actually, I'm going to read two short poems before I read my benediction, knowing full well that there's not enough poetry in our lives, and sometimes it takes us a minute to get to the place we need to be so we can hear it. And all these poems are from a long and lengthening poem which is currently entitled United States of Barbecue, and it's sort of a contemporary account of barbecue in America, a kind of an atlas, and there's some thumbnail sketches of the history of barbecue as well. And maybe in about 2050 I'll be done with it, and you can see it in your bookstore. I'd like to begin with a poem entitled First, keeping in mind that Walt Whitman described America as the meal equally set. That's very much how I think of barbecue, is the meal equally set. And I'd like to begin with this poem because it begins several times. Of course, it's one of the things that we're here to think about, is the different beginnings and different approaches. First, sharp. Then edge the thin sticks down. Flint to dry chips, or turn wood on wood till the kiss spits fire and hickory catches to its slow collapse. Mesh green lengths against fire's appetite, and sling muscle to the hatch till fat sweats or solves to smoke and the supple ridges still. Or ease the turn, spit the get whole and work it round, roll beads to wring the skin and sink back in, and so elbow the eventual meal. Idler still, bed coals and sheet with wet limbs, lay body down and bury, dressed with fresh leaves, earth. Then tend the steel or jaw till morning, raise and let fall, serves well. And because it's very clear from our roster, we've all traveled to eat, and I'm sure most of us do that fairly constantly, and we travel sometimes with our brothers and sisters, and sometimes to our brothers and sisters. Here's a poem for the journey entitled Pilgrimage. Well off the map, on roads that branch like capillaries into the blank, we follow the turns of rumor far beyond the interstate shoulders, the travel like prayer, so far gone from any place we know. And soon the lights diffused, so it seems the trees, the earth itself, give off what we thought taken in, and the joints drift from the haze like any other church, smoked up and ready to serve. Within, we pull and pull the body to its melting, weave the rumor new. The taste already grows to fill the distance, overtakes the wind we'll sight. And when the woods have faded, we settle in our light, our meat taking in the lesson, the smoke so deep in our skins, when we sweat, it breathes. We tire and forget, and having found and carried it away, just how hard it was to know what you need and where to go to end the reach, just how few maps there are after all. And finally today, my benediction, which is in praise of the diversity of barbecue culture, and also a prayer to the unconverted, those benighted souls who have not yet come over. This is very much from the perspective of an Alabamian, and for those of you who feel that something's been left out, I sincerely apologize and hope you will tell me your story so that when the poem is huge, that everything will be there. So, to the unconverted. Mud Creek, dreamland, twixt and tween, The queue joints rise through smoke and glow like roadhouses on heaven's way, or so the local gospels raise them, each tongue ready to map the ramshackle of shacks and houses, secret windows and business sector hip in some new geography of truth. If the meek shall, then a rib mobile may shame the fixed pit in a reading from the book of skill. The grillless one cook himself to legend rib by rib. The great chain's links are live and hermetic as bone. And where Q burns hotter than politics, every mouth's the forge of change, all scholars temporary and self-proclaimed. One says he half sublimes each time he eats a rib and expects to go in a puff of smoke when he finds the perfect pig. He wanders like a ghost, his eyes trying everything, a genuine R&D, and once a day he proclaims the latest find, a homegrown Moses, canting a vernacular Talmud changeable as wind. A word could crumple him, some backyard master slapping mustard on a country rib to turn the state of things entire. So every word reverberates in mysteries sown again. Rib or rump, dry rub or ketchup, the eternal terms turn and barbecues rooted or pulled anew. Theories proliferate like flies after rain. But that's the usual business where Georgia and Carolina's river end, the wind spirits Mississippi or Carib, and Piedmont's melted to the uplands in open hearths and coke ovens, stitched tight in cotton fields, and a kudzu vine's the proper compass. Beef or pork, catfish, quail, or armadillo, we've tried it all, loved it with brushes, kiss of vinegar, tongue of flame. So whatever it may not be, we've covered all it is. Vegetarian exception opens eggplant, means tofu's the next horizon, purity and envelope that's always opening. So summer afternoons and Saturdays, when the fires go up, smoke rises to a signal and shapes the single common word, handmade silence talking on every tongue. Thank you.